Are you ready to step up your game? I mean, really step up your game. You know you have something valuable to give. You want to make money giving it? And stop with the stinking self-doubt and all the crap we allow to get in our way. I am hosting a workshop to help coaches, therapists, online educators who are credible, know their crap, and know that it is time to bring their offering online, build their very first product, and unapologetically sell it and give it to this world. This workshop is on Thursday, November 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is in the show notes. You can go to heatherparity.com/workshop. I've personally helped my clients go from no email lists, intimidated by the online space, to streamlining their work, getting organized, putting themselves out there, and making tens of thousands of dollars a month through the process I am going to show you. It is heatherparity.com/workshop. It will be recorded if you want to opt in and watch the replay. And I got a special gift for you. Use code PODCAST for $25 off. Again, that is podcast, $25 off. We're going to have a good time, y'all. We're going to have fun. Click that link up in the show notes. If you're quirky, unconventional, maybe a misfit, right? Maybe feel a little bit outside of the box and 1 degree off from everybody else. Sometimes a result of that is a feeling of isolation and loneliness because you feel a little bit outside of the pack. And today we're going to be talking about taking responsibility for loneliness, taking responsibility for feeling like you don't have people in your life, taking responsibility for feeling like that you're all alone, because this is the truth, my friends, you're not. To today's episode, I'm going to do a little mini series this week on taking responsibility because I need to hear this, and maybe you do too. This show is for the leaders who don't look like everyone else. You are cut from a different cloth and you lead in unconventional ways. We need you. We need you. We need the heart-centered leaders to step into the game and wave their freak flag with whatever tools that God has given you. I was at a conference this past weekend, and I was so moved by all the creatives in the room who danced and told jokes and played music. And I kept thinking how healing their work was and how important their work was. And maybe you're not an artist, but maybe you have an unconventional way to make a difference in this world. And you look at what is in your hand and you question it and wonder if it's important, if it matters. And I'm here to tell you that it does. I'm here to lock arms with you. I'm here to build a community so you do not feel alone. But let me tell you, my friend, I have been deeply convicted lately of taking responsibility for my own loneliness. I have a default of self-isolation. If you know anything about my story, I really grew up in a lot of isolation and did not have a lot of people around me. And it made me feel, and I'm talking literally, I'm not talking metaphorically in my mind, I'm talking literally not a ton of people around me. Most of my days were spent alone in my home with my sister. I did not go to school. We were not socialized a ton. And so as an adult, I'm seeing that I have a tendency to pull away from the pack. I'm extroverted. I love people. But if you really get to know me, you can start to see that pattern in my life. And I have been convicted of that lately because I want to be with people. I want to have a community. I want to have stronger relationships. And so it's easy to play the victim in that and say, oh, you know, I wish I had this and that, without saying, you know what, Heather, you are just as responsible, more responsible than anyone else. If you feel isolated, girl, because you're the one pulling yourself out of situations, away from people, and trying to do everything alone. Now, I know that my circumstance, my situation, my story, my experience may be different than yours. And maybe you are in a position where it isn't your fault that you feel this way. Maybe people have pushed you away. And for that, I am so sorry. But with that, there are really good people in this world who will pull you in. And we, me and you, need to commit ourselves to finding them, locking arms with them, and not letting them go. So taking responsibility this week, today, loneliness, isolation, ask yourself, where am I pulling away from other people? Do you notice any triggers? Do you notice any reoccurring patterns? Do you notice when things start to go south for you? Are you walking away first? That's something I've had to recognize within myself, that I say I don't have XYZ, but I'm the one walking away first. And I think this is a defense mechanism because you want to pull away from something before it hurts you. And if you have a story of the loner person running in your head, you create that loner persona within yourself because that is the identity that you hold. I am isolated. I am alone. I don't belong. So I am going to create that for myself. Do you know that we are creators of our lives? Do you know that that is the power that God has given us to literally create the next moment in our lives? It's insane. It is insane. Test this. Test it. Be intentional. Test it out and see what happens when you try to create something and really align yourself with that intention and see what starts happening in your life. It will blow your stinking mind. You can test it with very, very small things. I remember one time when I started playing with this, just even small things, like I was like, okay, I'm going to set an intention and I'm really going to focus on this and see what happens. And I said, I want this certain kind of coffee today. It was literally 20 minutes later, Brian, my husband, came in and put it on my desk, sat down a Starbucks coffee drink, exactly what I had said. And Brian's a great person, but he doesn't do that all the time, right? And I was just like, oh, snappies. Silly example, but I know God was like, check it, girl. I'm not playing with you. When I said co-create, I am not playing with you. Anyways, are we creating a life of isolation? Recognize that the stories that you tell yourself aren't always true. Why do we accept truth with all the scenarios that are running in our head? What if we question those? I remember a couple of days ago, I was at an event and it was a kind of a small intimate event. There was probably 30 people there and I didn't really know that many people. And so I was like, oh, you know, when everybody's in their little circles and stuff. And I'm extroverted, right? I'm quirky, but I still have those same stories in my head. Like, I don't want to interrupt these people, but I also don't want to be standing here awkwardly alone. So I remember going over to this circle and just standing there and everybody stopped and looked at me like, what's she doing here? And I was just like, hey, I was just honest. I was like, I don't know anybody, so I'm going to hang with y'all. And they're like, awesome, go for it, right? And so the story in my head was that I was going to bother them. But that wasn't true. It wasn't true. And let's say that I was. My story might be, well, see, I don't have any belonging here. I'm like, no, well, maybe the stories are just in the middle of something that's private. And that's fine. Let me go to a new circle. You know what I mean? Like, I know this takes a lot of courage, right? But if we don't want to feel lonely, then let's stop making ourselves lonely. Let's fight for the thing that we want. If you want belonging, it's worth fighting for. It's worth asking for. It's worth creating in your own life. Make fun a priority. Make fun a priority. You need to laugh. I need to laugh. We need to enjoy this life, right? There's so much heaviness. There's so much weight. A way to feel a sense of belonging, I really believe, is to prioritize more fun in your life. When is the last time you intentionally sought out fun? Healthy fun, not self-numbing fun, real fun with people. When's the last time you really laughed? We're around people that lifted up your spirits. Go get your booty and go stick it in the circle of fun people. Tell them that you belong there. You know what I mean? And I know that this requires bravery. It requires bravery because it requires you and I, again, to take responsibility and put ourselves in the rooms that we want to belong in. It requires us to challenge those old narratives and stories that we don't have worth and we don't have significance and we don't have anything to contribute. It requires intention. But my friend, nobody is coming to save us. Nobody is coming to drag our asses to the rooms that we want to belong in. Maybe you get lucky and that does happen. But if we have this unhealthy pattern in our lives, we'll just walk right out of it because we don't feel like we belong anyway. No one can give us the identity and the sense of belonging that we're desiring. No one can give that to us except for God. No one can give that to us except for ourselves. A practical tool that you can use, and we'll wrap up here, is before you set off on the brave decision to create your sense of belonging, close your eyes and picture the very best outcome. My coach taught this to me a couple of weeks ago. I was stressing about something and he said, imagine the very best outcome. What would the very best outcome look like? Imagine that. Imagine people accepting you. Imagine you creating lifelong friendships. Imagine you bringing something to the table and feeling confident. Picture what that would look like in each circumstance before you venture off and hold on to that. Because again, we are co-creating this life and we have so much power in our hands. Don't throw it away. Don't give it away to fear. Don't allow it to be robbed from you. Listen, y'all. Tomorrow, taking responsibility, we'll head on to something else. I love you. I'm with you. We'll see you soon. Hey, y'all, before we jet out of here, if you are looking to build a course or a membership site, building some online income so you can fund your creative work, you know, bring a little extra monies. One of my favorite platforms, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's my favorite platform, is Kajabi. Almost everybody I work with, I somehow convinced to get onto Kajabi. I personally use it. It's an all-in-one platform for not only your email list, but also hosting your courses, your membership sites, and pretty much whatever you want to do. You can do it on Kajabi. To start your free trial, all you have to do is go to heatherparody.com/Kajabi. That is linked in the show notes. And start your trial for 14 days. I mean, technically, you could build a product, sell the product within 2 weeks, and it pays for itself. No sweat. Again, that is heatherparody.com/Kajabi.